our time with Psalm 23, if you've got that open in front of you. And this is possibly still sort of the best known psalm in the Bible. As a result, it can be a bit too familiar for some of us. I remember growing up, I would go to families' homes who belonged to churches, and nearly always there'd be a tea towel on the radiator with Psalm 23 on it, "The Lord is my shepherd." And when you see that on a tea towel week in, week out, it kind of loses its freshness. Well, the tea towel does as well, but the actual psalm does. And so in some ways, it's a psalm that we maybe have sentimentalized. It's got lovely, pristine, fluffy sheep, lots of children's Bibles talking about. But I want us to see this morning, Psalm 23 is a psalm for the real world. It is a psalm for real people. It's a psalm that knows all about dark days, about living in a world where we have enemies, says David, about walking through the darkest valley, says David. But actually, it's a psalm that invites us to have real confidence in the God that David is pointing us to here. To have confidence in the truth that the living God is always with his people, guiding us, protecting us, and always keeping us close to himself. So I'm going to read the psalm for us, Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let me pray for us. Father God, you know each one of us. You know how we're doing at the moment. You know what we think of you, whether we trust in you and have done for many years, whether we have never actually come to know you for ourselves. But Father, wherever we are today, please, by your Spirit, speak to us things we need to hear from this psalm. Invite us, Father, by your Spirit, to enter into the relationship David experienced with you, the relationship that your son Jesus has won for everyone who trusts in him. We ask that for your glory in our lives. Amen. Well, hope just by looking at this psalm, you can see something of why it is so precious and has been so precious to God's people for 3,000 years, written by David around about 1000 BC. It is just so simple, a psalm. It is so immediate, the pictures it paints. But I think the great insight this psalm has for us, an insight that we sometimes forget, whether we call ourselves Christians or not, is that the God of the Bible doesn't just want us to know truths about him. He doesn't just want us to know the sort of God he is. The God of the Bible invites us to know him personally. He wants us to come into relationship with him. And that's individually and corporately. So this psalm, Psalm 23, if you like, it personalizes the experience of God's people. What that means is it's not just that God is like a shepherd, God is my shepherd. It's not just that God sometimes guides people, God is my guide, he is my protector. This is personal experience here. And David sort of is singing about this to invite all God's people, everyone who trusts in him, to experience this God and this shepherd in the way that he has come to experience him. So if we have the slides up, Adam, thank you. So I guess that we think this is appropriate for a praise and testimony morning because this is really what we're doing. We want to talk about the personal relationship with God that we are all invited to have in Jesus. So what does this psalm tell us about that relationship? Well, firstly and most centrally, most simply, if you like, this amazing statement David begins with, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, if you've been around Avenue at all this summer or any previous summer in the last few years, you'll know in the summer we work our way through the book of Psalms. And you may have noticed if you were here this year, the Psalms are full of different pictures, different metaphors to describe what God is like. The Lord is described as king, as deliverer, as rock, as shield. And those are rich descriptions of who God is. But if you like, David here lands on an even richer, even more intimate description of God. Almost the most intimate he can land on at this stage in the book of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, says David. Now, David, the writer of this psalm, he was a king. Before he was a king, he was a shepherd. He knows what he's talking about when he describes God in these terms. David knew that in ancient Middle Eastern culture, a shepherd lived with his flock and he was everything to his flock. He protected them. He guided them. He provided for them. He bound up their wounds. The sheep were utterly dependent on their shepherd, and the shepherd was always there. The shepherd protected his sheep. And David says, you know what? The way those shepherds care for their sheep, that is how God, that is how the Lord, Yahweh, cares for his people. See, verses 1 to 4, it's full of these astonishing claims about the goodness and loving care of David's God as our shepherd. Verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. An amazing statement for anyone to make. I lack nothing. But he says, he will give me everything I need, says David. I can count on that. Verse 2, he leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. David knows we live in a world that wears us out, that leaves us thirsty for something that lasts, something that is meaningful. For David, the Lord is the one who provides that. He will refresh his people. He alone can satisfy us. Verse 3, he guides me along the right paths for his namesake. We can trust him, says David. Because actually, God has staked his reputation on whether or not he will care for his people. It's for his name's sake he looks after us. He goes, when he looks after us, he wants other people to say, their God is astonishing. Their God is good and faithful. And then verse 4, David assumes here that this good and faithful God, nonetheless, will sometimes lead his people through dark days. Verse 4, through the darkest valley, or is it sometimes translated, the valley of the shadow of death. David, again, as Anne pointed out, David says, we are his sheep. We have to trust him. But actually, even in those dark days, we don't have to fear, says David. You are with me, he says. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Verses 1 to 3, you'll notice, David talks about the Lord in the third person. He is my shepherd. He does these things. By verse 4, the third person isn't enough. He's got to talk to God directly because God is so close to him as his sheep. You are with me, says David. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You are the shepherd. You do not leave your sheep. It's astonishing claims David makes here. And then verses 5 and 6, kind of the imagery changes from that of a shepherd to amazing again, that David can almost say, the Lord is my friend. Verses 5 and 6, the Lord is the one who welcomes me into his very home. He brings me into relationship with himself for everyone who trusts in him. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Again, in that Middle Eastern culture, to eat with someone was to welcome them, was to show you are part of the family. We accept you. And that is what the Lord does for his people. He invites us to eat with him. We are welcome at his table. Again, notice at verse 5, that's in the presence of my enemies. Our enemies don't go away. Hardship doesn't leave us. Life isn't perfect. But we know we are welcomed by the Lord. And we know he feeds us as we trust in him. He honors us as his guest. You anoint my head with oil, verse 5. He satisfies our thirst. My cup overflows. And we get to live with him, says David, forever. Even the Old Testament, this glimpse of eternity with our shepherd. It's amazing claims David is making here. We need to remember David is talking about not just a little God, sort of a little imaginary friend. He's talking about the creator of the universe. And remember that David himself is far from perfect. We know from his life he made some terrible mistakes, did some terrible things in his life. So how can he speak with such confidence here? The Lord will welcome me. The Lord will care for me. The Lord will guide me. But we need to see, fast forward to David's great descendant, to understand that Jesus is the one who has won this relationship for us. How can any of this be true of the people sitting here today? It's because of Jesus. Jesus, 1,000 years after this psalm was written, took this psalm and he applied it to himself. He said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus is the one who has paid the price. So this relationship David describes is open to everyone who trusts in him. He laid down his life for us so that God can be our shepherd and our friend. It's because of the cross that we can be welcomed by God into his family. And if like it's Jesus who invites us into that relationship. Can we say Psalm 23, it's a personal psalm about personal relationship. This isn't just a shepherd, a guide. He's my shepherd, my guide. And in the New Testament, Jesus is the one who invites everyone who trusts in him to enjoy this relationship described in Psalm 23. This is words from Revelation. Jesus speaking, the risen Jesus speaking to Christians. Here I am, he says, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. Jesus says, this relationship is yours for the taking. He invites us to know him. He invites us to test him, actually, to test whether Psalm 23 measures up to our experience, even in those dark days, those darkest days. Valleys. Jesus says, I'm here. I am inviting you to trust me and to know me. I think that is an invitation for all of us as a church family, as individuals, as we head into a new term, as we head into the months to come. Will we recognize this invitation? The Lord is my shepherd. He is my friend. He has won this relationship for us.